A follow-up to that question that was asked about horror, Stephen. You were actually brought up in Northern Ireland, and there's been some stress there. I know you were married to a former IRA bomber. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the horrors of war, and up close?
Well, the war was just a visible part of living in a very difficult place, you know, where there's a sectarian division which is extremely unhelpful in anyone's life. In fact, it's repulsive and vile, and it broke out in a kind of war. And hopefully the war's over. That's all I've got to say, really.
You know, the movie is an interesting a drama, and your character is a very interesting one as well. How did you prepare for playing a character with that kind of evil and that kind of plotting and the whole situation? It's a very interesting film. We'll talk about it later, probably, about some of the things about the film. But tell us a little bit about the preparation for the role.
Well, you know, I depend terribly always, whatever I'm doing, on a script. And if the script is good, and I thought this was an interesting script and well written, you have a chance of doing it. I mean, I try to play it as normally as possible. I mean, the guy who loves his daughter, and like any of us would with a child, we go to enormous lengths to keep her alive. It's just that it involves the entrapment of another family in order to keep her alive, which is where the evil comes in, the selfishness, the self-absorption. So I just try to play it like a guy who loved his daughter. And that's not very hard. I've got two sons, don't have any daughters, but it's very, you don't have to do a lot of preparation if it involves the love of a child.
I do notice that you ditched the accent for the film role.
Well, I ditch the accent frequently. It's just that there's a perception that I don't. But I've actually, I've got an excellent ear, and I've just played American in a play by Sam Shepard, Kicking a Dead Horse. I've played English, I've played Scottish, I've played German, Russian. I frequently get the accent.
It's interesting to note that here in Boston, even though you've made hundreds of films and TV shows, you're probably best known, according to the emails we're getting, for Fever Pitch, where you played the governor in the film.
Fever Pitch, that's really weird. Why is that? I can't explain that.
I can't explain it either. It was a popular film in Boston, I guess. I have no idea why.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I just don't know. I don't know. I can't explain it. It's a very small role.
Yeah, it's interesting. Based on emails, that's one people were asking about that. And I guess you were on Saturday Night Live at one point, too, playing the same role that you played in The Crying Game. People obviously know that film as well.
It wasn't really that. I was on as myself. It was just around the time when The Crying Game was released. And I had an appearance there. But I was very glad to do it because I love Saturday Night Live. It was really based around, I think there was a kind of transsexual character called Pat in Saturday Night Live at the time, which was kind of they kind of used that to refer to the fact that there's a transvestite in The Crying Game. So they had
they referred to it, your name was Fergus on the Saturday Night Live, the same as The Crying Game.